Welcome to Charting the Course, a podcast from Full Sail Capital, dedicated to providing you with insights, assurance, and confidence to grow and manage generational wealth. Full Sail Capital is a fiduciary registered investment advisor managing more than $1 billion with a focus on integrity, competency, and transparency.
Today, we have a special episode where we get to hear from every member of the firm as we do a 2020 look back. To get us started, Tyler, what was your biggest takeaway from 2020?
Thanks, Dexter. I'm glad we're doing this. As I look back on 2020, there was two areas that I thought and spent some time reflecting on. One, professionally, there was no way I would have enjoyed or been able to go through the year as confidently as I did professionally without the team we have here at Full Sail. So 2020 was my first full year. I joined in October of 19. And whether it was the market movements or the way we had to deal with the office shutdowns and Zoom meetings, we have a truly incredible team. We have people that are on the front end that our clients deal with. We have people in the our back office, our operations team, that they really get so much done for us and are so vital to our success. So that was a major point for me. And then from a family standpoint, I just remember the times when everything was shut down and school was canceled and we were working from home and I had breakfast, lunch, and dinner with my family. And I don't know how much they all enjoyed it because dad's home all the time and, you know, can annoy them now. But that was such a blessing looking back and being able to spend that time together with my kids, with my wife. So definitely that was something that was unique.
And what activity or tradition over the holidays did you particularly enjoy?
So what was really cool about the 2020 Christmas season is with everything being online, my family, I don't know if how many people know this or not, but my dad's a pastor and has been a pastor for 35 plus years. So Christmas Eve has always been crazy for Christmas Eve services. And they really start on the 23rd and then go through the 24th. So we have to do a lot of adjusting around Christmas time for my dad, and my brother's also a worship pastor at one of our campuses. And so 2020 Christmas, it was all online and done beforehand. So it was really cool to be able to spend time on Christmas Eve, stress-free, with my family, with my big extended family, and not have to try to cram in time between church, which again, I miss not going to Christmas Eve services, absolutely, but it was unique and neat for that time.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So Dexter, I'm going to throw these questions back at you now as we do this 2020 look back. What was your biggest takeaway during the year 2020?
I appreciate that. I knew it intuitively, but I think 2020 just reinforced to me the importance of controlling what I can control and not sweating the rest.
Jeez, no kidding.
Yeah, you could go on for endless examples of the number of things outside of my control, but I can control whether or not I am focused and engaged at work, whether I'm getting a workout in, eating right, doing all of the things that I know are beneficial to me being just a total, the best version of myself, and making sure I can control those things in spite of everything.
That's a perfect answer. Controlling what we can control. Which is something we talk about a lot around here, I guess, but from a lifestyle standpoint, it's absolutely important. So, all right, our next question that we're throwing at our team is, what is your favorite or most memorable holiday tradition or experience that over the Christmas season?
I want to have a better answer than I do for this, but
I have a feeling I know where this is going.
But legitimately, and my wife would probably tell you the same thing, the Christmas activity I look forward to the most is watching LeBron James. Yep, that is
play a basketball game.
Correct.
Yeah, just not like YouTubing.
Correct. Yeah. No, mm-hmm. I whatever team he's on, whether it's Cavs, Heat, Lakers, my wife knows that on two and a half hours of Christmas Day will be spent watching LeBron James on ABC.
And for a later episode, we'll have a MJ versus LeBron argument where I will continually try to make Dexter mad.
There's nothing to be made mad about. It's already decided.
Exactly. Exactly. No, I'm excited to get the rest of these questions answered by the team so our listeners can kind of get some idea of who we all get to work with, and they get to hear our voices all the time, but it'll be fun to get them a chance to get some answers. So sounds thanks, great. Dexter.
Catherine, what was your biggest takeaway from 2020?
I think for most, as myself, 2020 was just a giant roller coaster, ups and downs all around, starting off with the year strong with planning a wedding. Then we had a pandemic, then murder hornets, then Tiger King. And then we had to postpone and reschedule our wedding from May 25th to August 2nd. Trying to plan an international wedding in Mexico during a pandemic has its own set of challenges. Thankfully, some of our closest family and friends were still able to come and attend with us in Mexico, and we were able to escape right before the school year, where for all my friends who are teaching their children right now, their fun really began. So they got a little vacation, which was fun. Through all of that also, we in Junior League had to replan all of our activities to go virtual instead of being in person in the community, which brought about its own obstacles to overcome as we're still trying to work with our community partners. And I think the biggest takeaway from wedding planning to replanning a wedding to being involved in the community to just the day-to-day life interruptions of not having your usual social gatherings and time with friends and family helped put a couple things in perspective for me. For one, just my usual schedule, which is constantly on the go, taking some time to pause and spend a time at home and my husband, or even by myself, was greatly appreciated and reminded that that time of recovery is needed. And also just makes you value those friendships and family time that you can get even more so, and makes you kind of look for different ways of still connecting, whether that's Zoom, Christmas party. Like this past Sunday, we watched White Christmas together with a group of girlfriends because one of our friends had not seen it. And we wanted to introduce her to what was one of our favorite holiday movies, which is White Christmas. And I can also recreate those dance moves for all of them via Zoom, which just made it even more spectacular. So really just taking time to appreciate friends, family, and also having to overcome some obstacles and challenges throughout the year is probably my biggest takeaway.
What activity or tradition over the holidays do you particularly enjoy?
Well, this year, thanks to 2020 as a common thread statement, this Christmas will look a little different. Our family is postponing till towards the end of January. But this is our first Christmas as husband and wife. And so to make it our time a little special together, since it'll just be us, we did the Christmas dinner from Red Prime and watched Christmas movies and had a delicious dinner and just relaxed and enjoyed the time together. But one of my favorite traditions from growing up is probably just all the baking that we would do with my mom and sharing it with neighbors and friends.
That's awesome, Catherine. Thank you.
You bet.
David, what was your biggest takeaway from 2020?
What a year. I really think being in this business for like 33 years now, that's hard to believe because I do think I look young. You look at it and you go, it just reinforces things that in times of certainty that you tell everyone you believe and you believe we're going to be true no matter what. And then you find yourself in a situation like we were, totally unprecedented. Everything shuts down and you find out again, you can't time the market. It reinforced in my own job, everything we tell our clients about discipline, this is the time that gets tested, and it truly A+ on the test.
What activity or tradition over the holidays do you particularly enjoy?
Well, I love football. I'm the most non-athletic person in my family line, even though I got a bunch of people that played college football in my family line. Unfortunately, that gene skipped me. But I love watching college football especially, and watching it with no fans or with half the teams that could play half a season, it just feels a little shallow. Even professional sports, they try to pipe in the noise. It's that excitement you'd have on Thanksgiving and Christmas of wanting to see these games. Anyway, that's been quite disappointing.
Yeah, David, thanks for coming by.
Thanks.
George, what was your biggest takeaway from 2020?
I think 2020 did a lot of things for a lot of investors. I told a lot of clients at the time that all those adages we've heard forever really came true in the market sell-off in February and March. We've heard the best time to invest is when it feels the worst. We've heard that if you don't know what to do, maybe the best thing to do is nothing. We've heard all sorts of adages. I think it all came into play when the market sold off in February and March. One of my biggest takeaways was not really so much that something that I learned as much as I had confirmed. I remember reading a long time ago, Richard Dennis was a famous commodity trader 30 years ago, and he had a statement that it's better to have a poor strategy and the discipline to stick to it than it is to have some great strategy and no discipline. What I saw us do in February and March confirmed my belief in our strategy. It confirmed my view of your belief and Zach's belief in our strategy because you didn't let these things derail you. You kept doing what we were supposed to do when those markets looked like we were made fools out of a lot of people. And so I think the biggest takeaway for me, and I think it was confirmed, is have discipline, do a strategy. And I think we saw that play out.
And what activity or tradition over the holidays do you particularly enjoy?
That's a great question, but it changes over time. And so you and the most people I work with here have got these young kids. And I bet for a lot of y'all at home, it's kind of stressful as our wives are putting Christmas together. And so it becomes a stressful atmosphere. But I've learned that when you have grandchildren, it changes. Man, grandchildren make Christmas better. You know, they're overwhelmed by Christmas. They're trying to figure out Christmas. You get very challenging questions asked to you during Christmas. So I think for me, it's just being around the family and watching the wonderment of these kids around Christmas.
Appreciate you sharing, George.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Kate, what was your biggest takeaway from 2020?
My biggest takeaway from 2020 was that I am not smarter than a second grader. I learned that I sincerely value my daughter's teachers so much more than I thought in trying to help with online learning. And yeah, it's a new level of appreciation for them for sure. Because when you're trying to help your 7-year-old with what is a math sentence and you're Googling it, and you've had to Google things so much that your daughter even goes, "Mom, just Google it." That you have a new respect and appreciation for them for sure.
And what activity or tradition over the holidays do you particularly enjoy?
I think my favorite tradition is one that we started a couple years ago with my daughter, is that we make salt dough ornaments for our tree. So every year we make about 15 or 20 of them, and then we put a date on the back of them. So that way throughout the years we have them. And so it's just kind of neat to like pull them all out and see how much she's progressed as far as her painting and things like that that we do with it. So it's one of those traditions that we started, and I think we'll probably continue it till probably when she has kids. So
that's wonderful. Thanks for sharing, Kate.
Thank you.
Max, what was your biggest takeaway from 2020?
So in 2020, we probably had more hours to reflect on a year than we've ever had in the history of mankind. We spent lots of time talking about how good or bad the year was, what made the year unique. I'll tell you, no one's ever accused me of being an eternal optimist, but the thought that I'm left with is how much we underestimate humankind and what we're able to do when forced to do it. I think with the hand we were dealt with this pandemic and requiring companies across the world to immediately transition to working from home, we were forced overnight to change the way we do things. And we did it. And we did it very effectively. And I say we as in terms of, you know, the people of this country. Not only that, in the same year that the pandemic started, we developed multiple vaccines. It's astounding to think about, and we're still in the thick of it. So it's hard to really come up for air and act like you're on the backside of this, because we're certainly not by any stretch. But what we're able to do as people is constantly underestimated. And it just begs the question, what else are we limiting ourselves on right now? What else can we do when forced to do it?
And what holiday activity or tradition did you particularly enjoy?
So mine is a more recent tradition. My wife and I got married in 2011, and when we first met in the early 2000s, we did not know this, but our parents, her parents, my mom and stepdad, shared a backyard fence. And so since being married, our Christmas morning includes literally celebrating at one house, staying in your PJs, walking through the backyard fence, and arriving at your second Christmas. And just that process of dragging Brody with us and walking 20 steps south and ending up in underneath another Christmas tree has been a great experience.
That's so cool. Thanks for sharing, Max. Stacy, what was your biggest takeaway from 2020?
2020, wow. What a year, right? When you self-reflect and look back at the year. So I was already doing self-reflecting at the beginning of the year, pre-COVID, and had left where I was previously at, which was a big four, and left that dream of going to make audit partner and be a part owner in an audit practice, big four. And I thought that that's where I wanted to go. And I was self-reflecting before COVID about my family and where I was and the importance of family. And I'm a mom of two and a wife. And so I had a lot of that. I've got my parents still around and living and just a lot of family that I needed to focus on. And so as I was kind of self-reflecting, my last day of work was actually Friday, March 13th. And the Thunder game was like the day before and the city was shutting down and my daughter went to work with me. And so I finished up there. And so that was my last day. And then I started at Full Sail June 1st. But during those 2.5 months, I was able to slow down and really be present. And I mean that. And so what I'm trying to do better and continue in 2021 is just to be present in the moment. So if I'm coaching my daughter's soccer team, I'm coaching and I'm present during that hour of soccer. And I'm not on my phone trying to email clients, things like that. If I'm at work, I'm at work. I'm not trying to worry about my daughter's lunch or the next, you know, buying cookies for Polar Day Express or whatever day it is. And so I think that that's what I've really tried to say is, okay, I'm going to be present in whatever moment I'm in today and in that hour that I'm at, and I'm going to put 100% there. And then when I leave, I'm able to leave, shut it off and go somewhere else and focus on my family. And so I think that that's something that I want to continue. And COVID made me do it. I think we were so involved in trying to say, okay, we have a weekend. We need to go somewhere. We need to make the most out of this 48 hours. And instead, during COVID, we were at our house making more memories that were so much more magical just at our house doing crazy things, you know, that you never, like sidewalk chalk. I went through more sidewalk chalk than I've ever been through in my life. And we had a hoot doing it. And so I think that that's it is I look back and self-reflect 2020, the importance of family, slowing down and being present in the moment.
That's amazing. And what activity or tradition over the holidays did you particularly enjoy?
Christmas Eve, we make sugar cookies and we decorate them. Sprinkles are everywhere. Our golden retriever loves it. She gets to help clean up all the mess. And we watch Polar Express. And that by far, we get the sugar cookies out. We get try to go to bed at a good time because Santa's got to come. So, and we do the reindeer food. That's a new one. Reindeer food. Have you guys heard of reindeer food? You have to make it.
That's such a new millennial parent thing, I'm sure.
You have to make it or the school will help you make it.
You have to make it?
It's granola and then glitter. And you sprinkle it out front so the reindeers know where to come and carrots. And so we have to make sure we get our reindeer food out front. Thank goodness for Bella. She loves reindeer food. We're great. So
Bella is a dog, right?
Bella is our golden retriever. Yes.
It's that third kid they put out there.
She's
Your glitter and granola's on the front yard, child.
She's actually our oldest. She's 13.
That's amazing. Perfect.
Awesome. Thank you, Stacy.
Thank you.
Zach, what was your biggest takeaway from 2020?
The biggest takeaway to me was resiliency. And when I think about resiliency and what we've seen over the last year, I think about kind of three different categories. One is people. I mean, it's amazing to think back to where we all were in February and March, thinking about what the world would look like going forward. And I think about even my kids learning to do Zoom school in kindergarten and second grade to where we are this fall. They're wearing masks. They're in school. They're just resilient. They think this is the new normal. And it's really remarkable to think how resilient people are. The next category is markets. I remember the night when the world kind of shut down. I was out in my driveway shooting baskets. I needed to be moving around. I was thinking about what the world would look like going forward and how long it might take for the economy to recover from an entire shutdown of the global economy, which we'd never seen before. And to think that we sit here today when we're recording this, the S&P's up 15% on the year, including dividends. It's just amazing what happens when you let markets work. And I think we have to give the government a little bit of credit for coming in and providing some stimulus. It wasn't perfect. You can certainly criticize things, but it was done quickly and it got people money and they went out and spent it, and markets work the way they should. And then lastly, you know, and it's related, but capitalism. I mean, capitalism worked the way it should. People flexed home in many cases. Companies like Zoom came out and provided services to allow them to do those sorts of things. I think about food delivery, and I'm sure you guys experienced that too. What a great innovation that we can order restaurant food and have it delivered in no time. So, you know, as I kind of close out the year, it just strikes me that we are much more resilient than I think we usually think we are. And kind of the flip side of that is some of the folly as we look back at predictions, for one thing. So you think about what Wall Street strategists had predicted at the end of 2019 for what 2020 would be like. We've actually exceeded, in almost every case, their most optimistic forecast, and none of them knew we would have a global pandemic. I mean, it really is remarkable how bad humans are at predicting things. And then lastly, and it also related, is market timing. And we preach this all the time, but it's incredibly hard to time the market. There have been innumerable instances throughout the year when you could have said, this looks really bad, I'm getting out of the market, and you would have felt great about it when you made that decision. And at almost every point in the year, it would have been the wrong decision. So it's a timeless lesson, but I cannot think of a year in my experience that taught us and reinforced that lesson more than 2020.
And what activity or tradition over the holidays do you particularly enjoy?
When I was a kid, I was a big advent calendar guy. I mean, I just remember opening up those squares, getting a little piece of chocolate. Got them from my grandparents every year. My grandmother just passed away a couple months ago. So that's a poignant memory for me right now. But I'll also say more recently, my wife, Melanie, she was a nurse. And so through nursing school and as a rookie nurse, she would have to work holidays a lot. So I wouldn't see her on Christmas. Then she got her nurse practitioner's degree. She was a rookie nurse practitioner, so she would have to work holidays as well. So we have three children. She stays home with them now. So it's really nice to have the whole family together on Christmas Day. And that's something I'm really thankful for.
Appreciate you sharing, Zach. Thanks for coming by.
My pleasure.
Ashlyn, what was your biggest takeaway from 2020?
I really appreciate the perspective that the year forced us all to have. We didn't have a choice but to slow down in a lot of aspects. And it brought me a much greater appreciation for the home I have and who I share it with, and the people that remain constants in my life.
And what activity or tradition over the holidays do you particularly enjoy?
My son gets to use the same advent calendar that I used as a child. My grandma made it when my mom and all my aunts were pregnant with all of us. There's a bunch of us that were born right around the same time. So we all have matching advent calendars that she handmade, and getting to see my son put the ornaments up every day is it's really sweet.
Did you and Zach coordinate your answers? Because he mentioned advent as well.
No, but mine was handmade by my grandma. So I win the advent calendar.
That is true. Ashlyn, thanks for coming by.
Thanks.
All opinions expressed by the host and podcast guests are solely their own opinions and do not reflect the opinions of Full Sail Capital. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. Clients of Full Sail may maintain positions in the securities discussed in this podcast. If you enjoyed today's conversation, please review and subscribe through your preferred podcast platform. Have a great week.